Shoes have advanced tremendously in the last 20 years, but what about socks? Bombas are game-changing socks that have to be felt to be believed. After substantial research, Bombas identified and implemented 7 substantial improvements to the athletic sock, which include blister tab, an ankle cushion to prevent painful rubbing and chafing, honeycomb support system to add extra support in the arch where you need it most, and long staple Pima cotton, which keep the socks warm in the winter, cool in the summer, yet durable and soft. Here's what's even more special. For every pair of socks purchased, Bombas will donate a pair to someone in need, and to date, they've donated 5 million socks to shelters in every state. Bombas believes in 100% customer satisfaction. If you don't love their socks, they'll refund you, no questions asked. Get 20% off your first order with Bombas by visiting bombas.com/ASMR and use promo code ASMR at checkout. That's bombas.com/ASMR and use promo code ASMR.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. Back by popular request, it's part 3 of Double Rainbow. Now, if you're unfamiliar with this series, I basically look at colors. I read them. I read the names. And I give some commentary. Sometimes I don't. But it's all in good fun. It's just to, you know, learn something new. Maybe put you to sleep. Maybe help you relax. Keep your mind off of whatever's bothering you for today. So, people seem to like it. And if the people like it, keep on doing it, right? So, last time on part 2, we finished with Dutch White. So, of course, that means that today we are doing colors E. Colors that start with the letter E. And wouldn't you know it, the first one, very exciting color, is earth tone, which is just brown. Then we move on to earth yellow, which is not yellow at all. It's actually more of like a mocha color. If you took a little bit of white and put it on earth tone, like you spilled a drop of white, you'd get earth yellow. Again, on my screen, it looks more like a dark peach, not a yellow. Then we move on to ebony. Ebony, I would typically associate with sort of like a metallic or shiny black-ish color, and this is not. This is more of a gray. Next, we have ecru. It's kind of a cool color. Yeah, it's kind of like a goldish color. Eerie black. It's just black. Eggplant, which looks right. It's purple. Eggshell, sort of an off-white. Egyptian blue. It just looks like, you know, like an old computer whenever you receive a notification that something's wrong with your system, like on old, like 90s computers, and it's like system not working, reboot. It's kind of that color, blue, Egyptian blue. Don't want to offend any Egyptian listeners, I'm just being honest. That blue is, it's not very attractive. Then we have elderberry, which is a very dark blue. Electric blue. We have a bunch of electrics coming up, so I need you guys to bear with me. It's like a raver's like selection of colors. Electric blue, electric brown, electric crimson, electric cyan, or cyan, never know how to say it, which electric blue and electric cyan look identical. Okay, no one's going to tell me differently. Look up electric blue and then look up electric cyan. Could be my computer screen. Identical from where I'm sitting. Electric green, electric indigo, electric lavender, which that is not lavender. Look that one up too. Electric lavender. It is simply not. It is like pinkish, purplish, but that is, no one would ever call that lavender. Electric lime, electric orange, electric pink, electric purple, electric red, electric ultramarine, electric violet, and electric yellow. So hopefully you stuck in there. We're done with all the electrics. They're honestly not bad colors. They just kind of look like, going back to like the 90s reference, like what, like 90s websites used to have, like these kind of ridiculous colors just splashed out throughout the entire site, like text in electric green. You know, whenever you would hover over something with your mouse, it was electric lime color that would let you know that you're hovering over a button, you know. And then electric purple is the title of you know, like, you know, the blog article you're about to read. I don't know, just kind of looks like 90s websites. And then I got lost. Okay, no, found my way. All right. So after all the electrics, we get to emerald green, which I thought emerald was green always, so I don't know why emerald is so much different than emerald green, but whatever. Eminence, which is purple. English green, which is a gorgeous, like, forest green color. Would love that in a shirt. That color, English green. If someone gave me an English green colored shirt, I would definitely wear it. English lavender, another gorgeous color. All these English colors here: English green, English lavender, English red, English vermilion, and English violet. Gorgeous colors. Like, just gorgeous, like, darker colors. Just big fan of those colors. First time I'm seeing them, but I just really like their aesthetic. Eaton blue, which is kind of like a green, more green in my opinion. Eucalyptus. Facebook blue. Cool. So if you didn't notice, we already moved on to letter F. That was it for E. Hello, goodbye, color. Colors starting with the letter E. That was quite fast. Or quite short, I should say. But Facebook blue. And it looks like Facebook blue. You know, if you've ever seen the logo of Facebook, you know exactly what I'm referring to. After Facebook blue, we have fallow. F-A-L-L-O-W. Also, I am a little bit under the weather, so if you hear my voice sort of fluctuate a little bit, that's why. For some reason, when I get a little sick, my voice, I don't lose it, but there's certain times where it just, you know, it kind of like just like becomes a whisper almost. So if it bothers you, I apologize. If you like it, great. I'll stay sick. Falu red, F-A-L-U, red, kind of like a maroon color. Then we have Fandango, which is a purple, and then Fandango pink. It's a really nice shade of pink. Fashion fuchsia, it's that annoying fuchsia color that we all know and hate. Fawn, Feldgrau, Feldspar, Fern Green, Ferrari Red, which on my screen doesn't look as bright as I would picture Ferrari Red to look, but could be my screen. Next one is Field Drab. It's almost like someone, it was almost like, oh, what a bummer. What should I name this? Actually, now that I see, Field Drab, okay, as in the field, okay. Well, I apologize, because I understood drag at first. I read drab, but in my head, for some reason, I was thinking field drag, like, that's, what am I going to call this? But it's actually one of the 12 official camouflage colors of the U.S. Army, so I apologize. Certainly did not mean to cause offense. I misread it, and now it makes sense. It's It's for the field. Yeah, makes perfect sense, actually. Sorry again. After that, we have Fiery Rose, which is pink. It's not red, as one would maybe assume. Fire Brick, Fire Engine Red. And we come up on a color that, as it's this word, this name has given me a lot of trouble in the past, and you know which one it is. Fire Opal. Opal? 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 Still haven't figured out what it is. But it's a beautiful color. Fire Opal. Opal. Don't know how to say it. Gorgeous color. Look it up. If you want. You don't have to. Obviously. Then we have Flame. Flamingo Pink. Next one is Flattery, but it's not a very flattering color, I find. It's kind of like dirt colored. Flaficent. Flax. Flax. F-L-A-X. Pale yellowish gray. Clicked on the name of the color just to see. Apparently now, if you click on these colors, you'll actually see a little bit about them depending on how much there is about them in culture. So there's literally a section here on the color flax that says flax in culture. In literature, in the novel The Island of Dr. Moreau, the character Montgomery has flaxen hair. In the novel A Little Princess by Frances Hodgson Burnett, the girl Ermengarde St. John is described as having flaxen hair. So I guess flaxen hair is just saying like a pale yellow color for hair. Makes sense. Then we have Flicker Blue and Flicker Pink. Flirt is the next one. It's purple. Floral White. Floral White. Then Flower Girl. And then we have some very bright fluorescent colors coming up here, starting with fluorescent blue, followed by fluorescent orange, followed by fluorescent pink, and fluorescent yellow. Folly. Then we have forest green, parentheses Crayola, followed by forest green, parentheses traditional, and followed by forest green, parentheses web. And this is frustrating because the forest green that Crayola made is in no way, shape, or form the same color as the forest green traditional. But how is it that forest green web looks absolutely nothing like forest green traditional? None of those colors look alike. If you would have told me two colors A, B, and C look like we're part of the same family, I'd say no. They're all green, but that's about it. So I clicked on forest green web to see if maybe there was an explanation as to why forest green on the web is so different than forest green traditional, but there seems to be nothing. Am I the only one that finds that frustrating, though, that you have three colors supposedly come from the same family, let's say, and they really don't look anything alike? If they were all very similar, I'd say, you know, I can understand that, but how does a Crayola's forest green look nothing like forest green web or traditional? It's crazy. Now we have a big section coming up. It's all French colors. Not sure why they're French, but I'll read them to you. French beige, French bistre, I've had trouble with that word too in the past, French blue, French fuchsia, not as annoying as the other fuchsia, in terms of the way it looks, French lilac, French lime, kind of looks like alien armpit from what I remember, French mauve, French pink, French plum, French pooch, P-U-C-E. Pretty sure I had another color. Maybe one of you can remind me that was something P Pooch as well, or Poos, and I spent 5 minutes, I think, trying to figure out how to pronounce it. Never found out. French Raspberry, beautiful color. French Rose, French Sky Blue, French Violet, French Wine, Fresh Air. Oh, I was supposed to conclude. That concludes the French series. Sorry, I got ahead of myself. Again, I'm not sure why they're French Blue, French. Maybe if I click on one, I'm gonna click on French Pousse or Pousse, Pooch. Figure out why it's called Pousse, Pousse, Pooch. Is a French word for flea. The color said to be the color of bloodstains on linen or bedsheets. Ew. The color became popular in the late 18th century in France. It appeared in clothing at the court of Louis XVI and was said to be a favorite color of Marie Antoinette, although there are no portraits of her wearing it. So I guess it's just that whole sequence is just French because the French used it a lot in culture a long time ago. I'm not sure. So anyway, after French wine, we had or have Fresh Air, as I mentioned. It's kind of like a sky blue, let's say. Frostbite, which is a lavender pinkish color. Fuchsia. And then we have Fuchsia Crayola, which again, the fuchsia and the fuchsia and Crayola look nothing alike. One is clearly pink and the other one is clearly purple. Again, it may be my screen, but it doesn't drive me crazy, because that's obviously very, that'd be a hyperbole for me to say, but I just don't understand how fuchsia is fuchsia, and Crayola just takes it, and I guess they do whatever they want with it, and then it comes out so different than the other. I mean, if you're taking inspiration from a color, how do you make your color so different? And then even more confusing, after fuchsia, we have fuchsia pink, but fuchsia is pink. So then, does that mean that fuchsia thinks it's purple otherwise? And then after fuchsia pink, we have fuchsia purple, actually. I don't know. These are the things I find frustrating. Not sure why. But anyway, we're almost done here. Fuchsia rose. Then we have fulvous. I'll give you a second to think what fulvous looks like. It's F-U-L-V-O-U-S. I'll give you a little more time. Alright, time's up. Fulvous is an orange brownish yellow color. It's also likened to be a variation of butterscotch. It does kind of look like butterscotch. And apparently it's used to name various like species of birds. In particular, you have the fulvous babbler, the fulvous owl, fulvous parrotbill, fulvous bellied antpitta, fulvous vented euphonia. It's also used to name some reptiles. Thamophis fulvus, which is the Mesoamerican Highlands garter snake. Mammals, you have the fulvous harvest mouse, fulvous pygmy rice rat. I mean, you know, interesting, right? And even for fungi, you have fungi. Amanita fulva, Mycocelosiella fulva. Who would have thought, right? That a color that you had, that I certainly had never heard of prior to reading it just now, would actually be so common, right? For naming different types of animal and all that stuff. Very interesting. last color of this episode, which maybe is a little bit shorter than others, but for some reason letters E and F really didn't have that many colors compared to certainly D was very long, and even C was quite long, so I'm surprised how few colors have been named with the letters I've mentioned in this episode. But last color, letter F, is Fuzzy Wuzzy. I'm not making that up. The last color of this episode is Fuzzy Wuzzy, and it is it's not that fuzzy in my opinion. I'm bad at describing. I describe every color the same, so I apologize. But it's a it's kind of like a washed, like a faded red, like dull reddish color. Red purplish color. It's not very fuzzy at all. I would think of fuzzy as sort of like a brighter, warmer color, but that's just me. So anyway, hopefully you guys enjoyed this version or this rendition of Double Rainbow Part 3. I will definitely continue doing these, and so next time we'll do at least letters G and H. Maybe a little more, depending on how many colors are. So, yeah. That's it. If you have any questions, you have any suggestions, anything at all, you can always reach me at
Thanks again to Bombas Sleep and Relax for supporting ASMR. This episode of
If you love
Sleep
the show,
and Relax
please consider
ASMR.
Becoming a patron of
Claim
our Patreon page or just making a one-time donation.
By visiting
all that information is included.
ASMR,
and all the links are included in the episode's show notes. That's it for now. Thanks as always for listening, and take care.